Om Ajnana Dhinrandasya Jnananjana Sakaya Chakshuro Vritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Ishatasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhi Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Vachari Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachacharya Sakarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Sari Ora Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Narasingha Dev, Narasingha Dev, Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev, Narasingha Dev, Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev. Jaya Praladeshwar, 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 Jaya Praladeshwar. Nitai Gaura Hadidho, 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 Hadidho. Karoti Vachalam, Pangulangayate Giring, Yatkita Taman Mande, Sigaruni Tainam, Paramanan Manam, Sri Chaitanyasram, Ogram Niram, Mahavishnum, Dandam, Sarvatomakam, Nasingham, Vishnam, Vajram, Mitchum, Mitchum, and Omyam, Jai Nasingha, Shina Singha, Jai, 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 Shina Singha, Devaki, Narasingha Dev ki, Narasingha Dev ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki. So, today here in Los Angeles is the auspicious appearance day of Lord Narasingha Dev. This is the Narasingha Chaturdasi. So, somehow, here's on the 26th, and Mayapur's on the 27th. So you can see the ceremonies on internet on liveword.tv tomorrow and tonight. We saw this morning the Adivas. So that's a very big festival for us in Mayapur because we have the Narasingha Deity. The Narasingha Deity, of course, is a dear to the devotees. Since I don't know the year, but when Prabhupada was he felt a bit ill, at that time we started to chant in the early in the late 60s, I think, the Narasingha prayers, and for the health of the spiritual master. So since that time we've been chanting the Narasingha prayers after every arti, at least the main artis. And in a few temples, we have the deity of Narasingha Deity in Mayapur, in, let's see, where else, in Germany, and in New Vrindavan. Anywhere else? Huh? Hungary also, okay. So, one of the few places I haven't visited. So, this Narasingha Deity, he was also worshipped by Narasingha Nanda Das Ramachari. Some devotees, they take Narasingha Deity as their primary deity. Of course, we take him that he's a form of Krishna. He's a form of Vishnu. That and the Lord has got unlimited forms. Ananta Rupam. He's got unlimited forms. But that form, especially, is a very dear to the devotees because he gives the protection and removes all the obstacles from the path of the devotional service of the devotees. So, in Mayapur, we have the Narasingha Deity, of course, says the Narasingha Deity and Narasingha Poli, when he was after having liberated the Hiranyakashipu, when Lord Narasingha Deity was flying over the earth, at that time he looked down and he saw the Navadvip down. So he remembered that he took birth in the Kali Yuga as the most merciful. Gauranga! And so he decided to stop and visit his holy dog. Just like when some head of state or someone comes, they tend to visit their embassies. Sometimes they stay in the embassy because that's considered to be that country's domain. And in the case, I forget, there was a situation where some refugees, they took shelter of the some embassy, even though in rush hour or somewhere, I forget where right now. But the embassy is considered to be the domain of that country. So if they could get somehow into the embassy, they are considered protected. So like that, the holy downs are like the embassies of the Lord on this earth. And these temples are like kind of like consulates. You can say that. They're also like, of course you walk out across the road, you got Culver City, you got L.A., here, but in the temple, don't you feel a different atmosphere? So this temple is also under the domain of the Lord. Now, when the Lord goes over his own dham, that has a very special significance. So, when Lord Narasingha Deity crossed the Navadvip dham, he decided to stay there Prasanthi. And there he was approached by all the devas, and they served him. Like the devis, they cooked for him. How would you like to cook for Narasimhadev? So, like that, he had his pastime there, where he was very approachable. Now, the deity in Mayapur, he's a bit angry. Normally, we want the Stapati. He didn't want to make that deity. He said, no, that deity is just put over the doorway, keep our demons. No deity of Stanu Narasingha is such a horrible deity is made. But then his guru said that since they're devotees of Krishna and since they're in the Dham of Navadvip, they can have a Stanu Narasingha. Because Lord Chaitanya, one time, what's his name? Murari Gupta, he was reading out the thousand names of Vishnu. And when he read the name of Narasimhadev, then Lord Chaitanya, he became in the mood of Narasimhadev. So he said, where are the demons? He ran out with a stick. Where are the demons? Where are the demons? And everybody was like, oh, listen. And they ran. So Lord Narasimhadev, to protect his devotee, he's ready to fight with the demons. So we have that mood where he's looking. He came out of the pillar. He's looking. Where is Sarani Kaju? How dare he try to abuse my dear 5-year-old devotee for God? Haribo! So, people misunderstand why you worship such a ferocious form. But he is not ferocious for the devotee. He is ferocious for the enemies of the devotees. So, the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, they were protected by Narasimhadev. So when Prahlad saw Narasimhadev, he wasn't at all afraid. He was very much relieved. So, Narasimhadev comes at different cultas, and some devotees take the role of Hiranya, or some demon or devotee or someone takes the role of Hiranyakashipu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a Jai Vijay. They are cursed by the four Kumaras, and they are descended into the material world, and they took up different births as a demon. So, one of them took up Hiranyaksha, and the other took up the birth of Hiranyakashipu. They are two brothers. So Hiranyaksha was killed by the war incarnation, Brahadev, and Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev is much more worshipped than the war incarnation. Of course, the war incarnation, he has some temples, but there are literally 10,000 temples in Andhra Pradesh, in South India, in Tamil Nadu, in Karnataka, in Kerala, of Lord Narasimhadev. In one temple of Narasimhadev, which is at the Visakhapatnam, there Prahlad, he told Narasimhadev, I want to see the form that killed my uncle, Hiranyaksha. I saw you, but I didn't see the war incarnation. So Lord Narasimhadev, he took on the boar plus his own form. So he's called as Varaha Narasimha Murti. So the Lord is worshipped by the devotee to remove the obstacles. So he removes many obstacles for the devotees. Since we have the Narasimhadev Mayador, we haven't been attacked by any Dekarts, armed robbers. So Narasimhadev, of course, if you can't play with Narasimhadev, if you are not following strictly, you'll be exposed, or somehow he'll take some action on you. So you have to be very careful. One time, one pujari in a place called Jayanagar, they had Ukra Narasimha Shaligram, and they said, "Please take this." "Why?" "Well, we're grihastas, I am a grihasta. I don't follow so strictly, and I'm afraid to worship Ukra Narasimha. So please take the deity. You're a brahmachari, you're a sannyasi, so you can worship." So if a grihasta wants to worship Narasimhadev, usually they worship Lakshmi Narasimha, and they worship, they're very strict, they worship. Otherwise, then they don't worship. So this Narasimhadev, he's very strict, he's very proper. At the same time, he's very merciful for the devotee. So Prahlad, in the different Puranas, it has the different incarnations of Narasimhadev. And in the Bhagavad Puran, what's his name on? Dhanavir Maharaj, he read this morning, so I don't want to repeat too much, but just a glance over. His father asked Prahlad, "What's the best thing you learned?" So he said, "The best thing I learned was that we should remember, we should chant, hear, chant, and remember in the nine processes of devotional service to Vishnu." Vishnu, my enemy, he killed my elder brother. Who has taught him? And so he told the teachers, "I want you to thoroughly train him in all the material sciences and the diplomacy so he can be a proper demon. But you see, shoot on sight order. No devotees, no Hare Krishnas, no Vaishnavas dare to go near the school. I don't want anyone to pollute his consciousness. How he got this devotional consciousness? This is intolerable. Intolerable!" "Yes, sir, yes, sir." So all the teachers, they tried to induce in for a lot of nice politics and demon tattwa. But they didn't know that Prahlad, you see, in the womb of his mother, he was taught by Narasimha, by Narada Muni. You got some more. He was taught by Narada Muni. And so he was born with a full knowledge about Vishnu Tattva, about Lord Narasimhadev, about Krishna. So he was Krishna conscious from birth. But his father thought, maybe someone has come in and taught him. So afterward, Prahlad, he got all his schoolmates to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, somehow, the teachers found out that he was teaching about Vishnu Bhakti, and they referred him to Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu brought Prahlad, and sure enough, Prahlad, he told him, "Why you're so proud? Your power only comes from Vishnu. Yet you got your power from Brahma, and Brahma gets it from Vishnu." So like this, so he told the demons to kill him. And so he tried in various ways to kill him. But he was not able to kill Prahlad. And then he told Prahlad that you say Vishnu is all pervasive. These are a bunch of lies. No, sir. It's not a lie. Vishnu is all pervasive. Okay, I'm going to knock down this pillar. If he's there, let him come out. Let him show himself and defend you. If he doesn't come, I'm going to kill you. So he knocked the pillar and he was ready to kill Prahlad. Out came Narasingadev. So, then there's a big fight. Also, so that in that vesti Bhagavatam Lila, there, Hiranyakashipu was bifurcated by the nails of Lord Narasingadev. In the Padma Purana, there are two different incarnations of Narasingadev mentioned. One is that Hiranyakashipu, he worshipped Lord Shiva, and that time he got similar powers, that he could not be killed day and night and so on by weapons, by demons, by animals, by humans. He thought he was immortal because he couldn't be killed by anything. But somehow Narasingadev, he's half man, half lion. He killed with his nails, which are neither living or dead or not a weapon. So he met all of the conditions that Hiranyakashipu had given. So at that time, when he discovered his son was a Vishnu devotee, he told all the demons to kill him. Kill him now! I can't stand it. So they all threw arrows and spears and swords, but as soon as they hit the body of Prahlad, they turned into blue lotuses. And so he was covered with a big covering of blue lotuses. And all the demons were like, frustrated, he sent in poisonous snakes, Vasuki, others, but when they went to bite Prahlad, their fangs fell off and their poison was turned to nectar. So they also ran out. Oh, no, you have no more. It was a snake, it was a poisonous thing. So then he sent wild elephants, big tuskers. So they came and they went to stab Prahlad with their tusks. The tusks fell out. No teeth, no tusks. They ran off. like this. He tried so many ways to kill Prahlad. He fed him poison, but the poison was changed to nectar. And then he said, okay, I'm going to personally kill you. If you don't worship me, at least worship Shiva. You put the three lines here, you worship Shiva, and this way you'll be, I'll be happy. Because by Shiva's blessing, I got, I can't be killed anyway. He said, Shiva, Rama, they're not there. In the beginning, only Narayan is there. And then later, Shiva and Rama, they come. So, I cannot accept that Shiva is the greatest. Rather, Shiva is the greatest devotee. Vaishnavanam Yatasambhu. But he's not the original person. He's not the Parama Purusha. So, in the same way then, Lord Narasingadeva, he appeared also from the column. And he was attacked by the demons, and he started to emit a very fierce effulgence. So he was all the demons that came and attacked him, they were turned to ashes. So in this way, finally there was a fight between Hiranyakashipu and Narasingadeva, and Hiranyakashipu was again bifurcated by Narasingadeva. At that time, in the Bhagavatam, no one could approach Narasingadeva. He was so angry. So they first Prahlad forward, and he approached, and he gave some prayers. In this second lila, Lakshmi, she came. She bowed down. She was accepted on the seat of the Lord Narasingadeva. And then the Deva said, we can't approach you because your effulgence is still burning. We can't see you properly. So then, on the request of Lakshmi, he changed his burning effulgence to a cooling effulgence, like a million moons, very cooling, cooling and soothing. So then they could offer their prayer, they could see Narasingadeva. So, and Narasingadeva also appeared. His lila was given in the Padmapuran, that he was at that time, he worshipped Rama. He wanted immortality, but he didn't get immortality because Rama doesn't have it. So he got these boons. I can't be killed in the day, in the night, and so on. So he had all kinds of boons. So he at that time he erected a very large stadium. It makes our modern stadiums look puny. The Jets could fly inside. There's a big stadium. Millions of people would be accommodated. And if you went, it was air conditioned. It was if you had illness, your illness would get better. A lot of food on the side. Everybody could enjoy, and they all did Hiranyakashipu puja. And the artists, they get down to Hiranyakashipu, and in exchange, they could have all kinds of material facilities. So, to make a long story short, since I don't have much time, he told Prahlad, well, if your God, if your Vishnu, comes here by 6 o'clock, then I'll spare you. Otherwise, I'll kill you. So, as somehow it said that Lord Narasingadeva, he entered into this big, he traveled through the town, surrounding this stadium. And the people were seeing him. They were frightened. Who is this half man, half lion? And he entered into the stadium. And he took a big form. And Hirani Kaiser said, "We don't allow any beasts here. Please, he sent his air force. He told them to go away, otherwise shoot him down." So they told Narasinghe to go away. He didn't listen. So they tried to, they go real close to him and shoot. Huh? What is the name of that? Anyway. Huh? No. No. You know, they went close and died on them. So, he spread out his mane like a lion's mane. He spread it out. And whenever a ship would touch an airplane, a jet, it turned into ashes. So like this, the whole aerial navy of the Hiranyakashipu was reduced to ashes. So then Hiranyakashipu had all kinds of missiles. So he started firing missiles at the Narasinghe. Narasinghe caught the missile, threw it down, go off. So, one after another. Then finally, Lord Narasinghe had destroyed all these missiles. So Hiranyakashipu went personally flying in the sky because he had the mystic power, and he started to fight with Narasinghe. So, this fight was going on for a while until the twilight came. And the twilight, because he can't be killed in the day and night by this and by what. So then he sat down, Narasinghe sat down on the royal throne of Hiranyakashipu and bifurcated them with his nails, which are not weapons and they're not living and not dead. So, like that, different leelas are mentioned in different shastra. We don't take it that there's any contradiction. Rather, there's different incarnations of Narasinghe throughout history. So Narasinghe, we worship him as Lord Krishna's form, especially to protect the devotee. So, with this week, and today we do the Abhishek, we do Sarayagya, we do Aarti. So here they're going to do Aarti also to Narasinghe. So please, this is your opportunity. You can also pray to Narasinghe to remove the obstacles from your devotional service. Then Narasinghe, he's especially to remove obstacles. There was a high love.